Isaseichem. What's called an Isaseichem? Kedai Isas HaMidbar. The way it was in the Midbar. Good. The Kama Isas HaMidbar. What was the sheer Isa they had in the Midbar? The Pasuk in Shemai says, the Omer they had there in the Mishkan was Asura Sefer, was a tenth of an Efer. So the Melar, Nisa is a tenth of an Efer. Mikan Amru, from here we learned out that Zayin Riboyin Kemach, V'yoid. If you have 7 quarters of a Kav, a flower, and a little bit more is chayeves b'challah. That's the sheer how much flour you have to have to make up a challah, which comes out usually, it's let's see Rashi. Eifat Rashi is gimel soin. The min chesavim is right. Yes, that's the shear. It comes out to be Zion Riboyim, 7 quarters of a calf. The Kem V'yoyt, Chayas Mechalo. Shehen, this is really Vav Shoy Yerushalmis, it's a sixth of the Yerushalmis. Shehen Hei Shal Tzipora. Comes out to be 5 calves, 5 of a Tzipora. Mikan Armu, from here we learned out. Hoichel Kemida Zu Harei Zebori. Somebody eats this much shear for his meals, that's called healthy, that's good. Or mevarech, he'll get a bracha from it. Rashi mevarech, shein oichel yosim, they're not eating too much. Yosir al kain, if somebody eats more than this measurement, is rafsin, it's called a chazer. Pochus mikan, he eats less than this, mekulka v'meyiv. He's not giving himself enough nourishment, he's not eating enough, that won't be good. Usually, so machlek is really exactly lemaisa how much a shear this is. Usually they say if you have 5 pounds of flour, that's mechuyev vada to take off challah from, that you have to make a brucha. Now usually if you use at least 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour to make one dough, from 2.5 to 3 pounds, then the shita says you take off challah, but not to make a brucha. To make a brucha, you have to use at least 5 pounds of flour. That's when you have to make a brucha. That's the shita of challah. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You holding the fei gimel on my base. The Mishnah. Anshei chotzer v'yanshem rafeses sheshochachu v'lo irvu. You have people living in the chotzer, and you have people living in the rafeses. That's a balcony. They're living like upstairs on the balcony. The balcony is usually like a hallway that there are a few apartments open up to an attic to an upstairs. V'lo irvu. Now these two, the people living downstairs in the chotzer, and the people living upstairs on the balcony, on the hallway, like, they did not make an Arubah Chatzeres together. So they're not allowed to carry upstairs to downstairs. Now, Kol Shegvoi HaYud Tfochim L'Murafesis. Let's say there's a hill in the Chotzer. There's a tail, something Gvoi HaYud Tfochim Hai, that's in the Chotzer. So, we say, who has a right to use it? Either the people living in the chotzer or else the people living upstairs in the balcony, we give it l'mrafeses. We give it to the people living in the balcony better. Because for them it's easy to use it. Since for the people living on the chotzer, it's 10 tfachim high, so it's hard for them to use it. Ma'ashenke and the mrafeses, they're only like 10 tfachim off the ground. So for them, they come out like level with this hill. So we let them use it. For them it's benachet, it's easy for them to use it. They have the right to use it. Pochus mikan, let's say this hill is less than 10 tfachim high, then we say lechotzer. It belongs to the chotzer. It's easier for the chotzer to use it. Like Rashi says, Hochi gasin b'matnisin, anshei chotzer v'yanshem rafeses, v'loi irvu, elu imelu. They didn't make an eruv chatzeres together. Abul im irvu, but if they would have made an eruv together, elu abul irvu, elu liyatzman v'elu liyatzman. Each one made their own eruv chatzeres. Now, merafeses is aruchi. That's like a long hallway. There are a lot of attic apartments, upstairs apartments, opening up into this hallway. They all go down through the ladder into the chotzer. From this chotzer, they go out to the Rishus Rabbim. Still, they don't answer on what the people walking through the people walking down from the Mrafeses, down the ladder into the Chotzer, they don't ask the people in the Chotzer to carry out from the house into the Chotzer. Hoyu l'gvoye Mrafeses Yud. Since there's a Mechitza here, the Mrafeses itself is Yud Tfachim Hoy. Shloi holchu b'sulim el lahokim. Even though there's a ladder that they can climb up and down, a ladder we always go l'kula. The Yarminan Teres Mechitzalov, where it's smaller kula, we say it has a din mechitzer on it. The Einon Oisrin, and it doesn't asser. Could the Yarminan Mechitzet Marvin? Sulam Teres Pesacholov, a Teres Mechitzalov, hokel hokel. We go lakula. So therefore, the people living upstairs in the Marfeses, when they walk downstairs into the chotzer with the ladder, they don't answer on the people downstairs to say they should not be allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Aber mikol makom shtei rishuyos saying v'ein metziyim mizuluzu. There are two different rishuyos here, and with the rabbanon it's also to carry from one rishus to another rishus. Now kol shegvoya yud im yesh bechotzer tail oy omed gvoya yud. If in the middle of the chotzer there's like a little hill or a little platform, which is 10 tefachim high, somach l'mrafesis, it's right next to the balcony, is reshus mrafeshes sholetis boy. We say the people living on the balcony, on the aliyah, the upstairs apartment, they have the right to use the mishtamish to carry from this hill into their apartments. Or mishtamshin hein boy, avoloi b'nei chotzer. We don't give it to the people living in the chotzer, even though this hill is in the chotzer, since for the people living in the hill, it's hard to use it, because they have to like throw up Yutvachim to use it. Mashenk and the people in the Mafeses are equal level with it, so we give it to them. Now, Mashenk in Pochos Mikan, let's say the tail, this mountain is less than 10 Tvachim off the ground, then it's easier for the Bnei Chotzer to use it. We say it's like their Rishus, they have a right to use it, and the Bnei Mafeses are not allowed to use it. So at the Mishnah, B'med Devorim, Nuzmeh Vaita, Chulyis Habor, let's say you have a pit, a ditch, you have water, you have a bore. Now usually you dig out the bore and you put the chulius, that's the rim, around the bore, the dirt you take out of the bore, you put around the bore to make a rim, which is also like a mechitza going up. Or else via sel, or else tam, there's a stone in the chotzer. The same thing. If the stone or else this rim around the bore is 10 tvachim high, then l'mrafesis. We say the people living upstairs in the aliyah, in the balcony, they have a right to use it. Because for them it's easy to use it. Mashenki and the Bnei Chotzer have to throw up to use it. Pochus Mikan, let's say it's less than 10 tefachim high, this stone or else this mechitza around the bor, then Lechotzer. It belongs to the people in the Chotzer, they have the right to use it. Because it's easier for them to be mishtamish with it. So the Mishnah B'meh Devorim Amurim, when do we say this Chiddush? That if it's 10 tefachim high, we give it to the Bnei Brafesis, we let the people in the aliyah, the upstairs apartment, use it, and not the people in the chotzer, bismucha. Only if this hill, or this stone, or this mechitz around the bor is right next to the mrafesis. It's right near the balcony. Avo b'muflegis. But let's say it's already dalet fochem away from the balcony. It's not close to the balcony. It's a little bit away. Is afilu gavoya yud. Even if the balcony, even if this hill is yud fochem high, still we say lechotzer. Still it belongs to the chotzer. So at the Mishnah now, v'ezu hi smucha, what's considered close to the balcony? How far away is it that it's still called close? Kol she'ene rechoika bo tfochim. If it's not away for tfochim, that's still called close. Once it's rochik, it's far away for tfochim, then we do not give it to the mrafeses, even if it's higher than yutfochim, still we only give it to the b'nei chotzer. And the svar is that once it's rochuk, dalet tfachim, it's hard for them to use it. They also have to make a zrika. Therefore, we give it to the b'nei chotzer. Or at least that's what poshup shot. We'll see in the Gemara later exactly what it means. I think maskana is that forget. It's also according to both of them. I will see in the Gemara the exact shot in the Mishnah why it's, what the din is. In a case where it's rochuk, dalet amis, that it's also for both of them to use it. Yeah, zot Gemara. Pshita. Lezeh bePesach or lezeh bePesach, if two rishuyis, if two different rishuyis, like two different chatzerim, or here in Moshul the Chotzer and the Marfesis, if both of them have equal easy use to it, it's called bePesach. I mean, just go right through the door and use it. Or lezeh bePesach, and the other rishus has it very easy to use this middle rishus. Is Hainu Chaloin Shebein Shtei Chatzerus? That's the halacha that we had before. We have a window in between Shtei Chatzerus. That it's also for both of them to use it, like Rashi says. The zebe pesach, the zebe pesach. Beis chatzeres shaloi irvu. You have two chotzers, one next to another, and they do not make an eruv chatzeres together. Is yesh rishus achas mucha lehem? One rishus is right next to it. There's a middle rishus in between these two chatzerim. V'noicha l'shteim l'shtamish bo kepesach ze. It's easy, it's right next to both of them. They both could use it very easily, like just going through the door. Shunayach likonis is what's taloch in this middle reshus. Which chatzar is allowed to use it? The Teretz is neither of them could use it. Since both chatzarim have equal easy use, it lies like both have a right to use it. And since they did not make the rule of chatzaris, they ask for ze al ze. Rashi, I know chaloyin shebein beis chatzaris claimer. Chaloyin mi boyelon my dina. Here it's not a shayla. Im osel ishtayim my mutad. I know chaloyin shebein beis chatzaris at nan. Beirotsu echad marvim, rotsu shnei marvim, vilayir, vobiyachat shnei masurim. The shtamish bo, like we had before, they're both also to use this mokum. Since both have equally easy use, it blibes like both chotzers are here, and therefore the answer is ze al ze, since they did not make an aruv chotzeres together. They can't use this middle rishus. Weiter, what about leze bezrika, leze bezrika? It's not easy for either one. Like, they both have to use it by throwing on top. Like, let's say there's a wall in between two chotzerim. Zot Gemara Hainu, this is the same halakha we had before of Kaisel Shebein Beis Chatzeris. We had a halakha before of the wall in between two Chatzerim is Rochav Dalet, so on top of the wall has a Shem Rishus HaYochid, that neither of the Chatzerim are allowed to carry up on top of the wall, or they can't carry down from the wall. Because we say the wall has a Shem Rishus by itself, since both of them have equal use, even though it's both hard, they both have to only have through Zrika. But since they're both the same type of a use, it lies if both Rishuyas are shaylut on this middle Rishus, on this top wall, and neither of them are allowed to carry down into the wall, into their chotzer. That's the din of Hainu Kaisel Shebein Beit Chatzeris. What about Lezeh B'Shulshul or Lezeh B'Shulshul? Two chatzerim have to lower down. Shulshul means lowering it down. In other words, there's like a ditch in between two chatzerim, a deep charitz, so, which also has a shame Rishus HaYochid. Let's say it's wide, Dalat Tvachim, and very long. It's its own Rishus HaYochid. So it's dividing up these two Chatzerim in half. Is what's the halacha? Which Chatzer has a right to use this ditch? So the Gemara, Hainu Charitz, Shebein Beis Chatzeris. That's the halacha we had before. If you have a Charitz, a ditch, in between two Chatzerim, it's also for both of them to use it. Since they both have equally use, by being Mishalsho, by lowering something down into it, it's as if both chatzerim are shalut there, and since these two chatzers did not make an eruv chatzeres together, neither of them could use this ditch. What about lezeh bepesach or lezeh bezrika? What about for one of them it's very easy to use, but for the other person bezrika it's higher, it's 10 tefachim off the ground for them. So to which chatzer do we let them use it? Now a case of this is again, let's say you have a wall in between two chatzers. Now, they're not equal level, these two chatzerim. One chatzer is much higher than the other one. So, for the left chatzer, that's lower. This is a 10th fachem high wall. So, for them to use the top of this wall, they have to do it bezrika. They have to throw to get to the top of the wall. Mashenken, on the right side, the chatzer on the right side, the ground is elevated. It's much higher. It's come out equal level with the top of this wall. So, they could use it mamash very easily, the Pesach. So then the halacha is which chotzer has the right to use the top of this wall? Hainu zot gemara de rabba bar Rav Huna. This is rabba bar Rav Huna's halacha. Yeah. That we had before the what? The pshita we give it to the one that uses the Pesach. Since the right chotzer is kamat equal level with the top of the wall, they could use it very easily. We say this rishus belongs to them. They have the right to use it for Shabbos. And the other one cannot carry out on it. The Rashi says the Zeb Pesach Zeb Zvika, we're going Shechotzu Nemucha. One Chotzu is much lower. The Chotzu Gevoya, and the other Chotzu is much higher. V'tel B'neim. Let's say there's a mountain in between them. Gevoya Mizu Yud Luzu Shavu Laretz. For one Chotzer, it's like a tail. It's a high thing. That's Yud Tzvachem High. For them, they could only be mishtamish with it by Zvika, only by throwing on top of it. But for the other chotzer, it's kamat shavu, it's kamat equal level for them. So to which chotzer do we give it? Zot Rashi. Hainu de rabba bar Rav Huna, beperek haloin, de yom ha-koysel shebein beis chatzeris, gvoya yud, v'tzidu yechot shavu loretz, noysel lezeh she-shavu loretz. Pshiti, give it to the other chotzer, that's equal, that's easy for them to use it. That's kamat level ground with this wall. So for them it's kepesach. They have an easier tashmish. They get it. This is all pshita. So the Gemara, what's going to be the halacha? Omer Rav Nachman, lezeh b'shulshul or lezeh. No, one more case before. So the Gemara, what about Amar Rav Nachman, lezeh bePesach ulezeh bShulshul. What about for one chotzer? It's equal level. They use it as a Pesach, just going through the door. Lezeh bShulshul. For the other chotzer, they're elevated, and there's like a ditch between them. So for them, they have to use this ditch only by lowering it down. So one chotzer is elevated, that there's a ditch there. For the other chotzer, their whole ground is lower. For them, it's mamish b'shovim. So the Mara Heinel derav Shizbi. This is a Shizbi's halacha again, that since for one chotzer they have easy tashmish as a Pesach, just like using it as a doorway, so they get the right to use this mokim and not the other chotzer, that for them it's lower yutfachim, it's like a ditch. For them it's harder to use, they have to use it only b'shulshul by lowering it down. The Rashi says, Heinel derav Shizbi b'perachaloin. Same type of the case in Perachaloin. That for one chotzer it's like a ditch there, and for the other chotzer it's shove, it's level ground for them. They have the right to use it. Now Zot Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, lezeh b'shulshul ulezeh b'zrika mai. What's going to be if both chotzers have it hard to use it, but a different type of hardness? So far we have two different types. There's a type of a zrika, that means one chotzer is much lower, and here you have a tail, you have a mountain that's 10 tefachim high. So for the bottom chotzer to use it, they have to do a zrika, throw on top of it. What about the other chotzer? The ground is very elevated. It's like 20 tefachim higher than the bottom chotzer. And this tail is an in-between, only 10 tefachim high. So for the bottom chotzer, it's 10 tefachim high. For the left chotzer, it's 10 tefachim lower, because they are 20 tefachim higher. So they use this mountain by shulshul, by lowering it down onto it. So what's called an easier tashmish? Is having to throw up 10 tefachim or having to lower down 10 tefachim? Which one is called an easier tashmish to say, we'll give it to that one, and the other one doesn't have a right to do it? That was a Nachman Shaila. Has lezeh b'shulshul or lezeh b'zrika mai? So the Mara Omar Rav, so Rav holds shneihem asurim. In such a case, both chotzer are osur. He holds maybe one is a little bit easier, one is a little bit harder, but so what? They're both considered hard, so that's called the both shavu b'shavu of usage of this hill. Therefore, it's asur on both of them. It's like both chatzerim have the right to use it, and since they did not make a move of chatzeris, they asur zel zel. He holds the chotzer that's way elevated, that for them this mountain is 10 tefachim below them. So the way they use this mountain is they have to lower down. So Shmuel holds it's easier to lower something down than rather to have to throw something up. When you throw it up, it's not so sure you'll get it on top. Maybe you'll break, maybe you'll fall over. Mashenkin, lowering something down, it's much easier. Therefore Shmuel says the klal is, V'chol dover, she'tashmit she'lezeh b'nachas u'lezeh b'kosher. If the two chatzerim, one chatzer has an easier way of using this makam, and the other chotzer has a harder way of using this makam, the halacha is, nois ben oiser lezeh shetashmisha benachas. We give this makam to the chotzer that has an easier tashmish. Lezeh shetashmisha benachas. That's the chotzer, we let them use it. So that's this machlekes Rav and Shmuel. That Shmuel holds b'shulshul is called easier, and Rav either he holds shulshul is not called easier, or else even if shulshul is a little bit easier, that's not enough to be mechalek. Since the other chotzer also has to make a zrika, and the other chotzer has to make a shulshul, even if it's a drop easier, that's not enough to be mechalik. Still called a more or less shava b'shava, and Rab holds they do asa zelzeh, and Shmuel holds no, the chotzer that has the use of just lowering it down, that's called an easier tashmish, they have a right to use it. Yes, now the Gemara will try and bring raya's back and forth to Rab or to Shmuel. So the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Anshei chotzer v'yanshem rafeses she'shachu v'loy irvu. If the people living downstairs in the chotzer and the people living upstairs in the ali in the attic, they did not make an eruv chaserah together, so they're called two different rishuyos here. Is let's say there's a mountain in between in the chotzer, right next to the rafeses, right next to the bnei aliyah, right near the balcony. So what did the Mishnah say? That kol shegvoya sarot vochim l'mrafeses. Any hill that's 10 tefachim high belongs to the people of Mephesis. The upstairs, the attic people, they have the right to use it. Pochus mikan, let's say it's less than 10 tefachim high, then lechotzer. It goes to the chotzer. Because that's mamash called kepesach. Anything less than 10 tefachim higher than where you are, so that's called easy usage. That's called like a Pesach. So therefore, we give it to the Bnei Pesach, the Bnei Chotzer. So the Gemara now, Kosalka Daitoch, the half a meaning here is that the Maimra Fesis, what do we mean if the mountain is 10 tefachim high, this tail, we give it to the Bnei Rafesis? In the Salka Daitoch, the half a meaning is Maimra Fesis, Bnei Aliyah. Mamish, the people living in the attic, the upstairs apartment.